Where did we? Where's the first place we met?
A bar.
It was a bar.
Yes. It's a
Hawaii thing. Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooklyn.
Hi.
Please don't get us confused.
Nope.
She's the one wearing a Mr. Robinson's sweater.
First of all, it's Mr.
Today
Rogers.
We have a
Mr.
No,
Rogers.
Mr. Rogers is somebody else. Mr. Robinson is my neighbor. He, our special guest today, I've known for about 30 years.
Wow.
He's a
You're going to put numbers.
He's a genius.
Going numbers.
Brooke, I'm sorry to disappoint you. He's my smartest friend. I always tell him he's a genius. Too bad he doesn't do anything with it. He's a YouTube teacher. He's a rapper. He's a, what do you call those people that are driving the ambulance? He's a paramedic. He does all kinds of stuff. We've traveled the world together. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Doc Rock.
What?
How you doing, Doc?
Oh, my God.
Right?
What do you call those people that drive
all
the ambulance?
All day this is with me, with him, brah. All day. It's like Mad Libs.
I want to get you guys involved and jump in when you have a chance.
It's like an adjective. I need an adjective.
Thank you for coming
Pronoun.
On the show today.
Thank you.
Augie canceled, so we had to get you to come
Oh,
in.
I thought you said Obama.
Yeah, that was the other guy I called.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I feel like I need to call Lolly, Lolly, Lolly and get some adverbs.
Now you're making your age known. Yeah.
Okay.
How you been?
Man, good.
You've been traveling a lot, teaching people how to use
everywhere
social media and make videos and stuff, haven't you?
So basically what happened was when the pandemic or whatever you want to call it, I call it the panini.
There you go. Yeah.
When the panini happened,
yeah.
Like all of our friends were out of work. And
yeah.
So everybody calls me like, hey, what am I going to do? I'm like, how did I become your business coach?
Well, I call you, ask you, how do you fix this?
And
how do you fix it? Because
yeah.
So, that's his kuleana.
It is.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
So what I told everybody is like, you could do all this stuff on Zoom. And they was like, none desu ka. None desu ka.
So, Zoom desu ne?
So I started showing people how to do stuff on Zoom. And then I realized I wanted my Zoom to look better. So I was looking for a thing that I could use that would make my camera connect to my computer. Because I have all of the video equipment, like what you use to film this stuff, right? My old video life, right? So in the process, I found this software called Ecamm. And I was like, yo, this is dope. And so I signed up for it, I started using it, and then, you know, you join a group to help people who had general questions, or for me to ask questions, because in case I didn't know something. And so there's a small little Facebook group, it's about 1,500 people in there, and I found out everybody knew the software.
You found out you were the smartest one in the group.
Well, yeah, nobody knew anything about the sound side, and not a lot of people knew a lot of stuff about the camera side. And I was like, yo, I have tons of experience in that. So I started teaching people like how to do their cameras and their lightings and all that stuff, because, you know, we've been in film and TV and radio for so long.
Yeah. A bit of a time.
Right?
A bit.
And so in sharing that, the company ended up hiring me to be their tutorial person. And they said, okay, once we were able to travel, they're like, you need to go here.
The funny ICAM too. People?
Yeah, funny too, because he does like classes online or whatever. Like he'll do a thing on Saturday and I'll jump in just because I saw his Instagram and I'll just jump in and ask stupid questions.
He say the dumbest stuff.
Like what? Give us examples. Be specific.
You can't say that on the podcast.
Because he has the little chat room where people can ask questions, right? And I'll just jump in and be like, did you brush your teeth today?
Wow.
Wearing pants?
Did you know there's a pink whale called Boto?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just come up with stuff just to see if he can crack, if I can crack him, make him laugh or giggle while he's having a serious conversation.
It's friendship.
Yeah.
Right,
but you know, one of the things that I did recently, because the people that watched the show the last time you came on, we talked about how to do better interviews, right?
Yeah.
So I just did a 1 month long workshop teaching people how to do interviews the way that we learned it from Yoda and stuff, right? So that was a fantastic course.
And can you still watch it?
No, because it was done live as a live cohort, but I think I'm going to turn it into a recorded
you
video
should,
thing
right?
So that people can do. But you know what? It's kind of fun to vibe, like, so I can, you know, ask Brooke questions or have her ask me questions, and that vibe is different, right? Like I can do recorded content, but live is so much fun.
But you can capture it and then just use it as
we have a lot
library.
Of other podcasts. We've been helping other podcasts, they promote us, we promote them. What would be your number one tip for well, she don't follow anybody, so she doesn't know. What would be a good tip for somebody to do an interview?
Bruh, this is you're my favorite one. Ask the question and shut up. I watch people on TV every day. How's ask the question and they're like, so Lanai, you know, I heard that, you know, you travel a lot to Japan, but when you're going to Japan, like, what is it? I was like, bruh, ask the question and shut up.
Yeah.
Don't lead the answer. Let him answer.
Be a good listener. That's the bottom line there. All right, we got to take a quick break. My man Doc Rock, or his mother calls him, Sean Boyd, is hanging out with us today. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit hifico.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Doc Rock sitting in the middle here. He's in the hot seat today. You've done many things in your career.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know you were a rapper. You were bigly involved. That's that a word? You are majorly involved in the underworld of hip-hop in Hawaii. What do you think of the new hip-hop today?
I actually love it, because the one thing I find that's funny is that people will sit there and say, oh, I don't like this because of this, this, and this. And I'm like, you know what? Remember when they used to say that mess to us? Don't be a gatekeeper. Yeah. I can't stand gatekeepers.
Gatekeeper.
I'm going to tell you right now, wow. I hate gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper, yeah, word of the day.
Sure. Yeah,
because it's like, it's not yours anymore to protect, and you need to share it. And so if you think about the dope stuff in Hawaii that disappeared, a lot of it disappeared because those of us that knew didn't share.
Facts. Yeah.
Right? But if we shared it, more people would learn it and more people can love it, instead of you just trying to be greedy by yourself.
So. Yeah, but if they ask you the question, if you like it personally, you can say you don't, but you don't have to hate on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't yoke somebody's yum. This is what I teach my niece when we talk about food. Except if broccoli, though, I'm a clown. I can't. Little green
there
afros.
Are caveats. There are caveats.
Yes. By the way, Doc can cook, too.
I'm sure he really can, because he's been on your cooking show.
No, he hasn't.
No, not yet.
That's why I had to drop that in there and get this going. Yeah.
Thank you, B.
But you haven't cooked for me in a while. That's why you haven't been on it.
Oh, he's auditioning now. Is that
No, he's
working?
Already got the audition. Oh, okay. He hasn't invited me over maybe 4 years now.
Yo, B, I got to tell you the funniest story.
Yeah.
Okay, so I Lanai, his birthday is not that far from mine.
Nope.
And so I asked my girlfriend's dad, who's a professional fisherman. I was like, yo, my best friend really loves sashimi.
How long ago was this?
Bruh, this was when...
You just moved in there.
No, I think Tay was like 12 or 13, because we picked her up from school, and then we went back to my house.
Yeah, yeah, like 12, 15 years ago.
So I was like, oh, Pops, I like one sashimi and stuff, so I can give to Lanai. And of course, her mom loves Lanai. She still calls me Lanai boy, even though he's 70. Right. So anyway,
Filipino 70.
I'm expecting him to give me the tray,
right,
nicely sliced with the wasabi,
all the little
everything.
Cubes, yeah, the
I walk
cabbage.
In the house. There's the cooler on the ground. Right. I open that sucking thing. I pull out like a 50-pound tuna. And then Lanai's
in its
like,
natural state.
He's like, oh, what's that? And I go, oh, this is your fish, I guess. And I was like, all right, let's cut it. I'm like, Lanai, how do you cut it? He's like, I don't know. I was like, bro, you
we
grew
never,
up in Hawaii.
We
You're
never, no, but we never broke down a tuna that I never broke down
That's
tuna.
What I
My
thought,
brothers
right?
always did it.
I thought he would know.
Smaller
right?
fish, yeah,
bro. Bro, I was like, I'm from New York, bro. We cook food, right? So I'm like, he's like, well, you know how to cut it. And so the funniest thing was, because I went to school in Japan,
right,
and I can speak Japanese, I ended up sticking the iPad in the plastic bag.
And we watch YouTube.
And we watch Tsukiji Market. And so Tsukiji Market was doing the thing.
YouTube wasn't even a thing yet.
No,
how
it wasn't
many
started.
DJs does it take to
it
break
started,
down hot?
Just getting a thing.
The only saving grace is I have really sharp knives.
Yeah.
And so
key.
I was able to do it.
And that's the most important thing.
Oh my God.
Is to have a really
It was
sharp
so
knife.
Funny.
I don't understand how your excuse is I broke down smaller fish, but not, it's the same. It's
because,
just,
this is why, because I've never broken down an ahi, and it's sashimi and it's sushi grade.
Yeah.
It was top. You don't want to screw it up.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't hack it.
Right. I've broken down, you know, reef fish. Uhu,
right.
The kitchen was such a mess. But you know what? We did it, and we got to eat like champs after. But it was so funny that to this day, that's one of my favorite L stories.
That's hilarious.
I never went fishing for ahi. Wow. Went spear, you know, spear fishing, tree prong, small fish, that kind
of
stuff.
He went fishing at Bobby McGee's.
And then somebody would give you, if you got sashimi, somebody gave it to you cut,
yeah,
usually.
Normally cut.
You know, so anyway, that's the day you learn. You always have one the first day that you learn.
So what's the opposite of bumbai you learn? What's today you learn?
Now you learn.
Now you learn.
Now you learn. Now you learn. See. Now
your
you see.
Your Tagalog is horrible. Why?
Now you learn.
Now you. I'm not even Filipino. And
that's
I
a bad word. Beep
tasted
that out,
that
Cody.
One, Hawaii.
Beep
tasted
that out.
It in my head. I did.
So what do you do in classes online now? You're just traveling doing classes.
Well, both. I'm still teaching online. You know, because there's so many people here that have a lot of talent, a lot of skill. And if they would just get over the, you know, I don't like make and start sharing that stuff on the internet, yeah. right, they can make the money and quit their job. Like, yeah. I literally am a full-time YouTube creator, and I ain't gonna tell you how much I make, but things are doing good. And
I know, like, make. That's, dude, that's yeah. a sticker, bro.
I know,
like, I know, like, make.
The hard part about that is when you read it, it doesn't sound the same.
No, it doesn't.
As opposed to saying it?
Yeah, yeah, like, it's one of those things you have to say.
You know what it is? Like, we were all trained that you're shy. Shy is not a real thing.
Right.
People get that taught into them by their parents.
Well, they don't want you to be dantaran, that's why.
Dantaran, yeah.
You can't.
We got to take a quick break. Doc's hanging out with us. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialist in laser weight loss. You can see the change losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Doc Rock hanging out with us. We're talking,
doing math.
Where's the first place we met?
A bar?
It was a bar.
Yes, 100%.
Oh my God.
It was a club bar.
It was probably like 80s? Sillies or something.
80s? Sillies, that's what it was.
Probably Sillies, yeah.
80s? Yeah. Early 80s. Early Sillies. 80s.
No. It wasn't early because I graduated in 87, so I came here in 87.
Okay.
Yeah. So it probably would have been like 88 or 89. When did you start radio?
87.
So it had to be like 88.
I was 17.
Because James and the late Daniel J and I, we were trying to get them to play mix shows on the radio here in Hawaii. And nobody was doing
Daniel
it.
Daniel J was the first to do it.
Yeah.
And then James and Doc. But Sillies was the first ever broadcast from a club in the United States.
100%.
What?
Yeah, we were the first to do
what?
It.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. No one did anything from Club 54 ever.
Not a live broadcast.
Not a live broadcast.
Seriously?
Yeah. Bring the Zephyr in and connect it up.
They've done TV.
Auntie Loki did Sillies TV. TV back
yeah,
in the day.
But they never did radio, which was weird when we first did it because they're like, no one's gonna come. I said, okay, me and Alan, we all talked about doing it early to show that they would come because the clubs opened at 9 or 10, right. So we would go on at 9 or 10, and there'd be a line
out the door,
and then we did rumor. Remember, rumors would be wrapped around the block,
crazy
because of the radio, or because you were doing wet t-shirt contests.
No, none of that. Because there
was
no social media, and if you were at home listening to the radio, you had FOMO. Basically, when FOMO started.
It generated mad FOMO.
Yeah, you were fearing
missing out. Oh, so you were like, hey, we're down here at Sydney. Yes. If you're not here, you're stupid. Yeah. Get down here.
What we would do is to convince everybody, it's like, hey, you were coming to Sillies tonight anyway. Come at 9, you get in free.
Yep.
So people were, you know.
They would come mad.
And then we did $1 drinks before midnight. And we did all these little tricks, and the lines would be enormous.
Thank
you. There was no social media, right?
Because we would be in trouble. We'd be canceled long time ago.
Long time ago. I was like, man, I'm so glad Steve didn't get that good idea until I was almost done.
But Doc was one of the original MCs in the nightclub.
Mm. Yeah.
So then when the DJ portion came in, the radio station, of course, he started working for the radio station as well. And then we all started doing club Friday night, Saturday night. And then every other station started doing it. But we did it for a good 5 years before anyone jumped on the bandwagon.
And this was at 93?
Yeah. No.
Hot I-94.
Hot 94.
It's now 93.9.
Yeah, yeah.
But we did Sillies. We did Maharaja. We did Masquerades for a little bit. No, Sillies was the first one, yeah.
And we're across the street.
Rumors.
Had Hemingway's, but then they changed it to something else. Buffalo, something. Yeah. Buffalo
you guys
Bob's.
Had to have been at Studebaker's at some point. That place was jumping.
We did it. Studebaker's was my Uncle Dave's spot.
We did... Sloppy Joe's, remember
Sloppy
that?
Joe's, yeah.
We did so many clubs.
Wow.
We did a lot of grand openings and did live broadcasts.
Grand opening, grand closing. Grand.
Sometimes all in the same week. What you
movie
never
was
know.
That was Chris Rock's
Chris
comedy.
Rock, yeah. Grand opening, grand closing. Yeah. Yeah, the old school days, I think, are much different. I always try to tell people radio back in the day was social media.
Yeah, in a way it was. Oh, yes. This is so true. And then you had the people that would call you every time on your show and things like that. Now, how I got roped into the show was pretty funny. So I used to come in I came in once to pick up a prize that I'd actually won. And then I stayed and hung out with Lanai and Augie. But then I used to always just be at the station, cruise Lanai, or we would go eat because I found out somebody else likes to eat dessert first. right? And then once I found out my buddy likes to eat dessert first. And then one day there's a concert and they didn't have enough DJs to cover. And Alan goes, you know how to work everything. You be here all the time. Sit here, do this, press this, don't say nothing.
Oh, yeah, that's your first gig.
And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, we're leaving. Bye. And that was it.
Wow.
Order the cruiser. He just said, don't touch, push the tape, press this button, don't say anything, and just follow the list. And then he left me.
He was a tech guy already.
Wow.
So. And then when did you start talking?
Probably like after you figured out I could do it without screwing up.
It wasn't burning that down the joint. You
know, nowadays people think they have, I need this and I deserve the right to do so because I have this. No, I literally put in a lot of work, you know, like just helping out, you know, doing stuff for concerts and things like that. And then the moment just came, I was ready to go to the concert. And he's like, no, you're going to sit here and do this.
Cinderella, and that you're staying home.
By the way, there was no computers at that time. No, so you had not. to sit there and actually play stuff. You couldn't leave.
You had to take
if you wanted to use, you wanted to go take a you got to put on print seven minutes Purple Rain.
Certain songs were used for certain things.
Yes. It really was.
Yeah, 100%.
And then if you heard that song, you knew that they were doing certain things.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ran out of toilet paper, were you going to play it again?
We'll
take a break. We'll be right back with Doc. It's a Hawaii thing.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHAITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Doc Rock hanging out with us. We were talking about old school stuff. What do you miss from the old school?
You know, this is going to sound crazy, but
fights.
No. Never really my thing. Because I'm ex-military, I was always afraid that I was going to
kill somebody,
do some damage, and end up messing myself up. And the funny thing is, Hawaii, for such a loving place, we overemphasize machismo, and it kind of got to go.
I mean, he told me the stories about what happened at Rumors
He was at those. He was at a lot of those.
When they were swinging the stanchions, 100%. It was insane.
So like, it's okay to be like protective of your family and things like that, but we really got to cancel some of that machismo because that's what's causing people. I literally watched somebody get into a really stupid fight, had nothing to do with anything. It was basically BS. And the guy pushed the other guy. He fell and hit his head on that yellow thing that you parked your car on.
Yeah.
That kid's doing life now.
Wow.
Was that the one at Zippy's?
Over a nothing fight.
In the parking lot. Hey, speaking of the whole cancel thing, how come they can't, like YouTube and Instagram and all these people can't take down the school fights? Like now the schools have their own, only the students have their own private sites now where they can put up their fights, school
what
fights, bullying.
Oh, someone's videoing the guys.
Yeah, everyone's
and
video.
And then they post the beef.
So what they do now is the kids are smart enough not to put it themselves. They send it to these sites that will pay for it because those guys get the
a TMZ type situation.
But they can't. But so if they close that one down, they're just gonna open up another one. Is that the deal?
I mean, they have to. These are minors.
Okay, so listen. Right now, the hot thing is ChatGPT or these other AI things.
Yeah.
And so all of the schools are like, oh, we got to cut down ChatGPT because kids are going to cheat.
Yeah.
And the mindset is stupid for two reasons. If the student needs to cheat, you're a horrible teacher.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing to do with, before we ever got computers, right?
Yeah. Chicken and an egg.
If you taught, your job is to teach. If you taught, I can pass the test.
Yeah.
End the story.
Yeah.
Right? Then the other side of it is, you're going to block it in school. But kids have phones, they got computers, they know how to get free Wi-Fi that you don't know how to get. They can just go anywhere and get it.
Yeah.
If it's available, they're going to get it, you know? And so that's why where we got to music today, where we don't have to buy the whole album because these guys were cheating and put in one good song and 14 crappy songs, right? Mm-hmm. Once you do what you're supposed to do and do the right thing, then no one's going to cheat.
Yeah.
So you know what nobody does anymore? Nobody downloads music anymore. Why? Because it's so easy to just press go.
Yeah, for sure. But I thought there was a way that they could at least police that. They haven't figured out a way, huh?
It's hard. It's hard to keep up because it's prolific.
Everybody
in this room can send a video on their phone in the next 30
seconds. I just found out there's one, like, and I'll say it because parents should know. Kaiser High School, there's an Instagram that somebody's running and it's all fights and bullying people.
You know,
and
one I thing I got to say about
social media. Get it.
So here's the thing. Everybody also pissed off about social media. Social media is bad and blah, blah, blah. No, social media is just like traffic. If you drive good and everybody else drove good,
yeah,
there would be no traffic.
Right.
So if you post things that are positive and you follow things that are positive, you won't have to deal with the negativity.
Yeah.
But it's, hey, destruction is so much more fun to people.
That's
nowadays.
Why my Instagram is all stuff that's funny. You'll Same never here. Get anything, you know.
Yeah, I stopped bitching on social media like 3 years ago, and my health just got better.
Yeah, because you're a good. I used to always text Doc, "Hey, jump in on this. This guy's
that's
attacking me."
That's why I don't
me.
Follow nobody.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Anyway, what that's is your Instagram? How can they follow you?
Now
on
you
YouTube?
Want me to get the hate mail?
Well, no, because we got to say bye.
I'm Doc Rock on everything. DocRock.
And then when are you? Do you do any classes on Saturday still?
Yeah, every Saturday I have a Discord group where people that want to get into the creative space learn how to do this YouTube creation thing. Like every Saturday, I'm there. So
all you
through.
Guys coming up with podcasts and you want to learn how to make videos,
reach
you, you got to follow him. We got some nice parting gifts for you because you answered all the questions correct today,
Jimmy.
You got a perfect
score.
I love Jimmy.
You got Tarot Chip.
He's the best.
Nice.
This is their newest joint. Oh, sorry. I had it upside down. Mini Hoonie makes this like all the different flavors. And they have 3 macadamia nuts in it instead of 2 because baller. And so this is for you.
When you
and
said it was the newest joint. I got excited for
it. A-A-T's. We're not that show. That's a different show that he's probably producing. This is our official shirt.
That's Brooke
with
on the right with her stomach sticking out.
And then we got you some bunch of shirts. So yeah. Thank you so much for
tell me, tell everybody
show.
What podcast have you ever been on that get you left with parting gifts?
Oh wait. No.
This
go
is the
to
number
town
one
on this,
thing,
bro.
Yeah, man. There you go.
Traffic.
Go to town on that.
Put
bro.
That in your. Please this, follow Doc Rock. We're gonna do the extended version of this
he's
podcast
not
on
swear
YouTube. So please subscribe and follow, brother. Thanks, man.
Thanks
for coming.
Thank you.
Love you, man.
Clutch.
If you need your computer fix, call him. You don't have to stand in line at Apple.
I'm gonna put this in the back of my car next to the truck.
We'll see you guys next time. Ahoy ho. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version.
Dope. Look at this.
The long, oh, that's
like
a nice
it.
One.
Dope. I like it.
Lonely Nights at Rocky,
right?
What? I can't see.
Rocky
at
Rights.
Rocky Rights. Nice
wow.
one.
Nice, man.
Yeah. Good job, Lukey.
Did we get your size? Smaller. Did we get your size?
Extra medium.
Yes.
Yep. Got your size there. And we got this one. You better be rocking that one on your next podcast.
I like it. It's really cool.
ADT's collab.
You know who designed that?
His A.
Our girl.
Really?
Who's our girl?
At 88 T's.
And Avian? Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure you remember her name.
Of course.
I didn't know if you were like forgetting.
And you can also go get our t-shirts at 88 T's, by the way, if you didn't get one. I think we're going to do a new design. Last time I saw them, we were going to do a new design.
Oh, a new collab for season 14 or
15. Should do a design of Lanai sitting on the toilet with a magazine.
No. With Brooke's face on it.
Nope.
The new Miss Universe. Yeah. Hey, that's a good photo op.
Nope, not gonna happen.
That's a good one.
Yo, you remember that time at Silly's? The dude came dressed as an outhouse. And, yo, he won. Halloween it was so
best.
Good.
Oh, it's so costume contest. Yeah.
He literally had an outhouse, and then you would open the door. And he's sitting in there with like the Time magazines.
Wow.
So he was open so the door brilliant. And it was just like cardboard, but he did it such a good job.
Yeah.
It looked real. It was the dopest thing.
You know what we were talking about the other day about Silly's? Remember there was the what's that? Dance that you play at all Filipino parties, not the Macarena.
Oh, electric slide.
We had these. He used to host these electric slide contests.
Oh my god!
Wow.
They were huge.
They were, so
and it was
funny.
Like first place $300. But every they would have a group of 10 people, so they get like $10 each.
Yep.
And they would all do the electric slide.
How
but
do you eliminate them?
A different. So people would vote because it wasn't the same electric slide.
Yeah.
You had to come up
they
with
would
your
add
own.
Their own extra sauce.
Yeah, but it was awesome.
So
do you think
fun.
Somebody has a video of that,
bruh?
That's what we were talking about.
It would be a VHS tape.
A
VHS
video, yeah.
It would be.
And probably degraded at this point in time.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any pictures or video?
Nah. I didn't really keep a lot of stuff. I don't even know why.
We never did. We didn't have an iPhone. It wasn't part of the life.
It's funny. We were never camera shy, but it was also evidence.
True. But we did a lot of fun stuff.
I'm just saying, Kathy would be like, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's Lanai's friend."
That's Lanai's good friend.
Bro, I was his cousin. His cousin. Like, bro, I can't tell you how much time
why
Lanai's cousin has got
wet?
Me out of trouble.
She spilled something on her t-shirt, and that's why the t-shirt's wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite place to travel in the world?
Still Japan.
Yeah, mine
it's so unbeatable, and I mean it's really hard to explain why, but I really think I figured it out this time. I even being a tech person, I love new stuff, right? but also have the love and respect for our culture.
Yeah.
The one thing I think Hawaii could do better at understanding is we have no choice but to go forward. It is a thing.
Yeah.
But you can also highly respect where we came from.
Yeah.
And people get stuck in either or. They either want to run this way or run that way, and no one's Facts. Understanding how to do both. And we have so many people here from Japan, I think you could just get the hint or learn.
Yeah.
So we have to find a way to maintain the culture, because Hawaii culture is beautiful. It is so amazing, and we should be teaching it to the world.
You know what's so funny? That's a great point. I was telling some guests the other day, they go, how come some of the Hawaiians are mad, and then some of them are like, you know, are overprotective? I forget the words, a choice of words, but, you know, in that sense. And I said, well, let's put it this way. There's Kamehameha fans team, and there's Kalakaua team. Kalakaua team moving forward, looking for electricity.
This is going to get dangerous.
And then you have the Kamehameha team. Let me conquer that island. Let me conquer that island.
It's going to get dangerous.
Right, that's how it is. I watch them facing forward over there.
Yeah.
But no, in a way, it's somewhat true. And what happens is, okay, so I mentioned it earlier, right? If we spent more time sharing with the world more about Hawaii culture instead of, say, gripping it,
yeah.
the kids from the mainland not going to come over here and try for shishi on the mountain.
Yeah.
Because they understand the culture.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So like when I watch all of the guys on YouTube telling the stuff about Japan, this is Japan culture, don't do this. And this might be really silly. You know they don't eat and walk in Japan?
Yeah.
You stand still and eat.
And you no more rubbish cans. You got to take your rubbish with you
everywhere
you go.
If you eat and walk, right, because she's looking at us crazy. If you eat and walk and I go bump into you with one full cup of coffee, I go ruin your clothes and I trash the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But if I stand in one spot, I eat, put it in the trash when I'm done, no more rubbish, no more accidents. So right now today, you're going to walk outside, you're going to see somebody even spill one shake or with fries, and it's just laying in the sidewalk, creating the dirt.
The other cool thing is there's no smoking in Japan walking because this is the cool thing I like. For the rubbish thing, there's no rubbish cans. Back in the 60s or 70s, there was a cyanide scare. It was in a trash can, so they said all the trash cans are clear, and then they removed all the trash cans. So what they do, everyone adapted, carried their own trash can, and they carried their own tin can to put the cigarette butt. But somebody in the 60s was walking, smoking a cigarette. A little boy got burned in the eye. So the next day, the government said no more smoking cigarettes while you're walking, and everyone stopped. It's just
and people understand that, but we do that here. They'll be like, oh, you're taking something
away from
me. You're
taking our freedom away.
And it's not your freedom, bro. Think about what you're doing to other people, right? So, like, this was weird for me when I first got to school. Mm. We go sit down at the lunch table, and, like, I would come in, and, like, he's sitting there, you're sitting there, and I got three people. There's no place to sit. In Japan, they never leave a gap between the things.
You fill the table properly.
So that way, not like the movies, when the couple comes in, and you get five friends, every other seat open, they just lay this.
Yeah.
and even worse, they go, oh, bro, you with him. Oh, bye. Give me a, you know. Like,
you know what the easiest one is? And I don't know why we haven't comprehended it yet. When you go to the airport and you take off your luggage from the carousel, in Japan, there's a 3-foot red line. And if you stand in front of the line, a Japanese person will ask you to stand back. In America, we stand next to the carousel. You can't get your luggage off the carousel. And it creates all... You're tired. You're angry.
The funniest one is the people arguing. That can't pull the luggage off the carousel. You don't want to stand
and it's moving at the same time.
And so now what I do, when I see, you know, not to be mean, I see a smaller, like more feeble looking person stand in front. I said, tell you what, if you stand there, you tell me which one, I'll grab it for you.
Yeah.
And they go, okay. They are so happy.
Yeah.
So they back up.
Yeah.
And then I'll grab it for them. Cause when they get, like, I literally had somebody stand right in front of me and like everything is open. Like I'm the first one downstairs because, you know, we sit in the front of the plane.
Or they won't move. They're like, excuse me, can I get my bag? And
they're not moving.
And you're like, brah, my bag's right here. Can you excuse me?
Yeah.
And they're just like, well, my bag might come.
Concept.
It's like, brah, let me get my bag.
We should do a video,
bruh.
You and me, of the
just go to the airport
etiquette.
And make.
Etiquette.
Dude, you know you're in zone 4. Sit
down. Don't stand by the
fries down.
Yeah, don't stand by the gate. We can't all get in.
If you want to get in early so you have a place to put your stuff,
pay more money.
Yeah. It's so simple.
Facts.
But I wonder how many Japanese little things like that there is. There has to be 100.
Dude, there's so many. There's so many.
Thousands.
And it's not that they're perfect, because they're not by any means perfect, but I think the level of not being selfishness is the stuff that's the most evident to us.
Yeah.
Because to me,
we're spoiled brats.
This is what breaks my heart about Hawaii. Like, we have such a dope culture, we have such dope people. And then when it works for us, we'll adjust something to try to be like stingy or greedy, and then we'll switch back.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it's two-faced because it's not, but if you're really going to be aloha, let's aloha morning to night.
Yeah.
No deviations.
Don't pick and choose.
You that's, can't pick and choose. It has to be aloha all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
24/7.
That's why I like when I take, I do my food tours to Japan. That's one of the things I like. Everyone is trips out on how respectful they are of each other's space and what they do. That's one of the lessons I like people to take home.
Yes.
You know, there's so many little things of respect.
The easiest one that we could do, we talked about this before.
We always talk about
this. We should do something called We Gotta Be My Uncle, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of us now, because we know, like, be old, when some kid calls us uncle or auntie, we get pissed off. But then we also get pissed off when they don't respect us.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't have both, right? I think we all gotta be my uncle. So I seen this kid, he was wearing one shirt. It was said, like, defend Hawaii kind of thing. Or no, it said something about aloha. And then he opened the door. He was about to walk inside a Starbucks, and the two ladies was coming, and I was like, hey, and he stopped, and he looked at me like, freak, what are you yelling at me? I was like, bro, you can't wear the shirt that says aloha and not hold the door for the two ladies.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, sorry, uncle.
See?
So I bought that kid's coffee.
That's default. That's
you know what I mean? But I know many people will see that happen and say nothing.
Right. Yeah.
I can't call this my house and not try to fix it.
And that's happening everywhere in the world because a lot of kids don't have fathers to teach them.
Yeah.
You know, respect and what do you call it? When you open the door for a girl.
Chivalry.
Chivalry is disappearing. I always tell my daughters, hey, the guy you're dating, when he opened the door for you, he better open the door for you.
Oh, Kaya, get out be like, here. I opened my own door.
Remember the Bronx Tale
that's
test?
The hard part.
Bro, if she don't unlock
unlock
the
now
door,
you
Bronx
can't do it.
Bro, it's now automatic. But hey, Bronx Tale test was automatic. If she don't open, I open the door for her. I go let her in,
and you walk
she don't reach
the car,
over and open my side before I get there. But
she's
I don't call
not
back.
The one. Yeah,
I don't call back.
You remember the Bronx Tale? Do you see that?
Yes.
Such a great movie.
That was a test. I don't call back.
He's doing what's the main actor on that movie? Palmer.
No, what's his name?
His last name starts with a P.
Oh, Palmieri.
Palmieri.
Oh. So Chaz
Palmieri.
He's doing a one-man show called The Bronx Tale in Broadway right now.
Bruh, he's
a one-man show.
Such a dope cat.
Nice.
Yeah, really good. What's your favorite movie?
Impossible.
Really?
Super impossible. I mean, you know, all the Star Wars stuff is me. Like, my whole office is Star Wars.
Just name
Wars,
a couple
everything.
That you like.
Man, that's so hard. I watch a lot of movies. I love movies.
Everything in your place is Star Wars? Is that what you said?
Yeah, love Star Wars, yeah.
All of the Star Wars?
Yeah. Just like...
Even the new Star Wars?
Yeah.
All the way
I was
in
watching
Star
it.
Wars?
I was
so
watching
here's
it.
Why. Here's why. We're going to go back to Gatekeepers now, right? Okay, everybody hates on episode one because that was the beginning of the Disney Wars.
Yes.
Right? Do you know the reason why all the kids and everybody knows what we know from 77?
Why?
Because of the Disney War.
Okay.
If that didn't happen, our stuff would have been shut down at the first three, and
true.
We would not have all this other extended enjoyment. But because Disney knew what they were doing, they had to create the family one in order to open the door for the whole brand new tribe.
Right.
And so now they've done that. And so the minute they bring in the first running the show female Jedi, they're going to expand the audience even further.
Yeah.
So... I get what people are saying is like, oh, I like the original or whatever. But you know what? My grandma liked the original phone. I'm not sticking my finger in the hole and freaking, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, player.
Wait, who did we have on the show that he would like? The one that cut, what's his name's son, who cut that whole, was it a Star Wars?
Yeah, Dave Patterson's son, who's from Hawaii.
Kai Patterson,
took
sorry,
all
Kai.
The what did he do? He took.
He made a supercut.
Yeah.
Of all the episodes,
and it went viral.
And it went viral.
Oh, I love supercut.
There's cut a five. All the
there's
stuff
like
that
a 10-hour supercut or something like that.
Yeah. That's him. I think that was him. That
he
did
took
it.
All the episodes and made it into a movie.
I watched an interview yesterday of Eddie Murphy, and I didn't know this. He was a huge Star Trek fan.
Yeah. Did not know this.
Huge
at all.
Star Trek fan, weird. And he got offered a part on Star Trek, and he asked what the part was, and it was one of those where they come off the spaceship and they end up in some futuristic place, and he was going to be one of the people. And he said, wait a minute, I'm not going to be on the Star Trek Enterprise? And they said, no. And he goes, well, I don't want the role there. And he declined the role.
You know,
I'm just going to be on a planet?
Yeah.
No.
He goes, so, you grew up wanting to fly in that thing.
I had many times in my tech space got a chance to work with and hang out with Rod Roddenberry, Gene's son.
That's his,
I know.
They're good friends.
I know. So... Because that's how I met Tori, was from Rod.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
In San Diego.
We met him at the same time together.
Yeah, in San Diego. Mm. And so how Rod and I got to be friends was we was doing something. We were walking late at night. We were in Macworld, and we were going to go eat at Mel's Diner. Remember from American Graffiti? And then my friend said something, and there's like, oh, Dr. Rod, you guys have been like, you know, found a kinship. And what are you guys talking about? And I was like, well, because I just found out that his dad probably stopped all of my friends, you know, from ever having any girlfriends back, you know, when we were kids, right? And then they say, oh, you guys should do a show. It's like the Doc and Rod show. I was like, oh, the Doc and Rod show sounds like something that you got to pay $69 a month to watch. And from that moment on, like, we were like absolute friends.
So, oh, yeah, that's cool. Does Tori know that?
I think so. Oh, I think we talked about
it. I mean, because Star Trek, Star Wars.
No, I know. But so when we went to Comic-Con for Aloha Play, we were all together because Doc was part of the crew. And we met, that's when I introduced him to Tori.
Yeah, because well, Tori had a booth. The Roddenberry booth.
I have my shirt with my pip and my everything. Like, yo, I was both. I was one of the weird kids that did both, and I never liked those fights.
Yeah.
And, like, I've always had Tupac. Apple. I had Apple and PC. Right. I hate the binary nature of the way people are. So I've always lived gray.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a black or white thing.
Right.
There's very few things where I'm super like that. Because you miss so much by closing your eyes.
Right.
Yep. You know what I mean?
Good one. So, we got to go.
Let's go.
Thanks, man.
We'll go Zippies. Thanks after.
Come on. Nimitz
Zippies. Next stop. Next stop. Zippies.
Like after Rhythm House, we go Nimitz Zippies.
You know where we just ate today was the H Mart with the little chickens.
Oh.
Little chickens? Is that what he called it?
What was it called?
Da-da
chickens.
Da-da chickens. Da-da chickens. Da-da. The duck used to pop too. Thank you guys so much for watching the show. Make sure you follow him on his Instagram and his YouTube. It's at Doc Rock. He does a podcast special every Saturday. Is it live?
I'm doing live what every time? Tuesday, Saturday, 8 a.m. Hawaii's time.
Yeah, and make sure you look for me because I'll be sending some kooky messages to him at the time. Always. We'll see you guys next time. Ahui ho.
It's a Hawaii theme.